श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास जी महाराज चैप्टर 11 वर्स 52 लिंक लॉर्ड कृष्णा सपोर्टिंग अर्जुन्स व्यूज एक्सप्रेस्ड इन द अबव वर्स एक्सप्लेन्स द रेरिटी ऑफ द विजन ऑफ हिज फोर आर्म्ड डिवाइन फॉर्म। श्री भगवान उवाच
सुदुदर्शमिदं रूपं दृष्टवानसि यन्मम देवाप्यस्य रूपस्य नित्यं दर्शनकांक्षिणा।
द ब्लेस्ड लॉर्ड सेड, It is exceedingly difficult to observe this form of mine, which you have seen. Even the gods are always keen to behold it.
Comment: Sudarshamidam rupam drishtavanasi yanmanma.
Here the form of the Lord which has been delineated in the four-armed one, because even the gods cannot think of the cosmic form, and as far as human form is concerned, how can it be difficult for the gods to see, when even a man can behold it? So here references to his four-armed divine form, which has already been mentioned as divine form in 1145 and his own form 1150.
Deva apyasya rupasya nityam darshana kangshinah.
The Lord has declared here that it is exceedingly difficult to see his four-armed divine form. In the 53rd and the 54th verses, he says that neither by the study of the Vedas, nor by penance, by charity, nor by rituals can he be seen in this form. Then he declares that he can be seen in this form by unswerving devotion. Now a doubt arises, why the gods cannot see him, when they are always eager to behold him? The answer is that their eagerness does not involve exclusive devotion. Their aim is to enjoy heavenly pleasures, which they hanker after. Their eagerness is just like worldly human beings, who want to behold the Lord while hankering after worldly pleasures and prosperity. If a traveler while traveling finds a jewel and gets lost in it without reaching the destination, the gods attached secondary importance to salvation, and so they cannot behold the Lord, as they too are much entangled in pleasure. The gods cannot behold the Lord by having eagerness, because they are proud of high status of their divine abode, bodies and pleasures, etc. Therefore, Arjun in the 14th verse of the 10th chapter says, O Lord, neither the gods nor demons know your manifestation. Thus Arjun has taken both of them as belonging to the same category. It means that as the gods possess prosperity, the demons possess magical power. But prosperity or power is not conducive to the Lord's vision. He can be seen by exclusive devotion, both by the gods and human beings. By the expression deva api, the Lord means to say that virtuous actions can lead to higher regions rather than to God realization. Appendix. Though the bodies of gods are heavenly, yet God's body is more singular than demigods' bodies. The bodies of demigods are material, effulgent, while God's body is divine. God's body is truth, knowledge, bliss solidified, eternal, unearthly, and very divine. Therefore, even demigods are always been to behold God. as common people are fond of visiting new places, so are demigods fond of beholding God. But they have no love for Him. It means that as devotees want to behold God by unswerving devotion, the demigods don't want to behold Him in this way. Therefore, God is subservient to His loving devotees, but He is not subservient to the demigods. End of chapter 11, verse 52.